That's correct. Funding has been cut for this festival. It's only between £4,500 and £5,000. That's not a lot, but at the same time, it's a lot for that festival. And I just feel this is council now cutting funding along for a popular festival within the Strabane area. And it's run, it's been going now for 12 years to be cut. And I just feel this, again, is another festival cut within the Strabane area. We've had the Rockin' by the River Festival within Plum Bridge cut a few years ago, and now this festival. It seems that the council only wants good festivals within the city, and I feel that as like myself and other councillors feel this is a terrible thing to happen for a popular festival within the town.
And I'm sure the organisers themselves are quite disappointed at this as well.
They are, but they are very disappointed. But the thing is, we're not as a councillor for the Strabane area, we're not going to let this go without a fight. And I know there's other councillors feel the same, but it's a shame that again another popular festival is cut outside the city. And yet, if we've had a popular festival in Derry, the Clipper, and if it needed extra money, I feel that the money would be no problem to it. But again, it's another festival cut outside the city, and it's ourselves, it's people on the ground feel angry and annoyed that this is cut again.
And is there a chance that the council could roll back on its decision?
Well, we're in recess at the moment until September, so this will have to be fight. Will have to be taken up in September when council resumes again after the summer recess. And let me tell you, myself and other councillors, we will be raising this at the first opportunity that we get to bring this festival, get this festival back on track, with the funding back on track for this popular festival.